Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. Will Perdue joins us. Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. Will played for the Bulls, analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. And you know what today is? This week is the anniversary of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points. Will that ever happen again, Will?
I don't think so. You know, I know the rules have changed defensively to make things more friendly for the offense, but I think these guys play with enough pride to where they're not going to let somebody score 100 points. Now, maybe in the All-Star game where nobody plays any defense whatsoever, possibility. But, you know, but that leads to the next question, Lisa, which we can discuss at another time. Is this the era, if Michael Jordan played in this era, that he could actually score 100 points?
Good question. So it was March 2nd, 1962. Wilt Chamberlain scored a record 100 points in an NBA game. It has never been done since. What's being done with the Bulls? Come on. Give us some hope here.
Well, the one thing I will say is they've made it interesting, okay? They lost the game last night. But at the end of the day, Toronto is a team that's above them in the standings for a reason. And Toronto is a team that plays very tough, very physical. And you saw it last night. They got 19 offensive rebounds. The Bulls had 20 turnovers. You know, the Bulls kind of beat themselves. But it's just the style of play that Toronto, you know, uses that, you know, agitates a lot of teams. Listen, the defense has now improved dramatically since the beginning of the year, even before they signed Pat Beverly. But now the offense is sputtering, and they're just struggling at times to score enough points. You know, last night was a volume game with Toronto shooting so many more threes. The Bulls, they're a mid-range team. Yes, they shoot threes, and they shot over 40% last night, but they just don't shoot enough of them. And I hope that's something that they address in the offseason as far as the personnel, but also with their offense. But I think the one thing we will see, Lisa, is with the addition of Pat Beverly, they are playing harder. They're getting healthier. And I think they'll get into the play-in games, which means they'll finish somewhere between 7, 8, 9, and 10. Once you get to that, you know, it's you keep winning and you keep playing. It's as simple as that.
Well, what have you seen from Patrick Beverly? He was the lone addition just after the trade deadline. He kind of did a little bit of everything last night and played some good defense, too. He definitely brings an edge to the team. You just feel it when he's on the court, and definitely just his messaging, too, when he talks. What have you seen from Beverly so far?
Well, listen, I think that's what we saw over these last three games is who he is, a guy that's probably going to give you anywhere between 5 and 8 points a game. Occasionally he may have that big game where he's going to get 12 or 14. You know, he's going to have a couple assists. He did a great job last night of trying to help out on the boards. I think he had 6 rebounds, you know, 5 more than Patrick Williams. But also I think the biggest thing is just he's a communicator. You know, he's constantly talking to guys, you know, about what he sees, what they need to do differently. But the issue with him, you know, Kevin, is he's not a great shooter. I mean, he's a career 42-43% shooter, and that's not even considering, you know, from the three-point land. So, you know, he doesn't really help the offense much, but I think one of the things he realizes is how important it is for this team to really push the pace and try to get as many, you know, easy baskets, you know, in early offense as possible. But at times, this team's weaknesses are going to get exposed against better teams.
The Milwaukee Bucks have won 15 straight. Will, pretty incredible. Who is the front runner for you in terms of NBA title prediction? Who do you think is the favorite with about 20 games to go here in the regular season?
Well, listen, for the East, it is most definitely Milwaukee. I know Boston went to the finals last year and represented the East, but as you talked about, Milwaukee's getting healthy at the right time. They have unbelievable depth. They continue to add players through trades off of, buyouts, things of that nature. I just think their depth, and also with Giannis, and now Bobby Portis is healthy, they're going to be tough to beat. I would definitely pick Milwaukee coming out of the East. Now, the biggest experiment starts tonight, supposedly, with Kevin Durant playing his first game for the Phoenix Suns. So they got about 20 games to figure that out, and I need to see about a 5-10 game segment to see how they play together. Listen, KD is still that good. So whatever team he is on, and think about this, a lot of people were talking about Brooklyn going into the season because of Kevin Durant. Now he's had the knee issue, but supposedly he's healthy, playing tonight. The Phoenix Suns, by the way, will be here Friday, and I hope and pray that he plays because I want to see this team, in a big sample size and go from there. But just from a personnel standpoint, when you look at the Suns, I'd go with them. And after them, I'd probably go with the Denver Nuggets. It's probably coming out of the West.
When can we get together and have a pickup game with you, Will?
Well, so, we're going to get the WGN staff to play another station, and considering that I do this, I'm considered an employee. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I say afternoon show plays the morning show. We pick you, and Bob Surratt can come up with whoever he wants to.
I'm all for that. So you just let me know when that's going to happen. You can tell them to make things easier. We'll even play on 9-foot goals.
Well, do you think anyone could get a bucket off of you just one-on-one, let's say over, a 30-minute stretch, even just one bucket, just anyone here at the radio station? You can say no, because that's probably the right. Oh, yes. Okay.
No, I do. I'm going to give somebody credit. Now, okay. I apologize, and I forgot his name off the top of my head, but
it's Steve.
The gentleman that cuts all the sound.
O'Brien?
Ernie.
I think Ernie's always come across as a guy that's got a little bit of skill. Now, I could be dead wrong, but he does talk a good game.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is just a little bit of skill.
Always great to talk to you, Will.
Let me help you guys and see if you can confirm something for me, because you guys are where I go to get all my information. So this is a traffic and construction question. Did I see it correctly that they're going to start working on the Kennedy on March 20th?
They are. And we're having the engineer join us in about 20 minutes, the guy who is in charge of this project.
That's that perfect timing. I mean, I was somebody called and alerted me of that. And I was like, oh, come on now. That's going to make it more difficult for me to get to the golf course when the weather changes. Because now it's two lanes on each side, right?
They're going to be two lanes shut down with only the express lane open at some points during this construction process.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we're all saying.
You know, I think we're going to be hearing a lot of stories about road rage this summer.
Will Perdue. He's our guy, our Chicago Bull, NBC Sports Chicago sports analyst. Hoops Talk brought to you by Calamos Investments. And Steve has your news coming up on 720 WGN.